Good evening and welcome, and Om Shanti. So before anything else, I'd like to thank Brother David for this wonderful meditation music and for our two meditators providing that excellent yoga. So thank you. So I am Sister Cicely, and I took physical birth in the United Kingdom. I took spiritual birth in the United States, New York to be precise, and now I'm living in Egypt. So I've been all over the place doing service and providing what is necessary for all. So I just would like to say, first of all, welcome, right? Welcome home, you're home. They said there's no place like home, right? Do you feel like you're home? Do you feel like you're home? Oh, that's much better, right? So home is Madhuban. That's number one, right? Everything else is a sojourn, temporary. But home is really Madhuban. And then we've got another home that we all know about too, right? So, first of all, we're going to have some wonderful music to get us in the mood. And we're going to start with our wonderful sister, Asma, and she's from a wonderful country, an incognito country, and you'll know why I've said this, in the African continent. So Asma is going to come on now and share some wonderful. So if you want to shake in your chair, that's okay. If you want to clap your hands, that's okay. If you want to tap your feet, that's okay too, okay? So welcome our wonderful sister Asma. Encore. Thank you. And give her another round of applause. Wasn't that beautiful? Thank you, Asma. So now we're going to have Brother Carlos, and he's from Italy, and he's going to give us two wonderful numbers. So this one, you have to be ready to move your little legs, your feet, clap your hands, and move, okay? So let's welcome Brother Carlos.
Hello? Sound sounds amazing. Back to nature, back to the top. And back to the self. So enjoy nature and fly.
Thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you, Brahma. Thank you, Baba. With all my love. Bring nada más, no hay nada más ancho. Thanks, Baba.
Thank you. Wasn't that wonderful? I wasn't quite sure what to expect. But it was very lovely. Thank you, Brother Carlos, for that beautiful piece.
Just we wanted to show you something, I guess, beautiful. You know this song? And
we're going to sing who we truly are.
All together.
All together.
I am not my iPhone that I wish. I am not as famous as I wish. But for Baba, Yes, I am. I am light.
I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light.
One more.
I am light. 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 I am light.
I am Thank you, Baba. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
So I want to say thank you to Mariana. That was a surprise for me, but it was lovely, wasn't it? So give her a round of applause. So how many people are from Pandavabhavan? Because we want to make sure that you get on the bus to go back. Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I am just going to say welcome to all of you from around the world. In the interest of time, we want to move things along. So if you just want to wave your hand, tell us, not tell us, but just wave your hand so I know you're here representing from all the countries in the world. But what I'd like is the first time is if you'd like to wave your hand and let us know. Thank you. One, two, how many more? Only two of you? And we have three. Asma was the first. Four, five. Okay, great. Thank you. So at this time, I'm going to introduce Sister Chris and Brother Rajesh. So come on up.
Thank you, Sister Leon Shanti. We're actually, your Madhavan is welcoming us tonight and we're welcoming each other, so it is really wonderful to be able to be here and share this time with you all. So myself and Brother Rajesh and many, many others make the program happen. And in the program for Group 3 of the Madhavan season, we'll have some lovely classes, some activities, and lots of time for meditation. So I'm from Australia. I live in Sydney. And I've been in Gyan since 1986. So, Brother Rajesh.
Thank you, Om Shanti. A very hearty welcome and a very informal hello. It's very difficult to be informal when we are having this stage, but it's a family. So if there is anything that we could improvise or any feedback you all want to give regarding the program, feel free to reach out to any one of us, and we are definitely, you must be settled in Pandavabhavan and Gyan Sarovar very well. So if there is anything we can do to make your stay more comfortable, feel free to reach out to us. Thank you and Om Shanti.
I'm going to ask the question again. Who is from Pandavabhavan? Because we have to make sure you get on the bus. Okay. All right, so I see about 10 hands. Anyway, at this time, we're going to invite the seniors. And so at this time, I'd like to invite Shilu Ben, if you'd like to come on up. So welcome to the stage. And at this point, I'm going to introduce Shilu Ben, who I've met several times. And she's always very sweet. She always gives you the same smile every time she sees you. So I'm just going to give you a little introduction about each one of them. So, Shilu Ben was born in 1948 in Bombay. She came in contact with the Brahma Kumaris in 1960 at the tender age of 12. Her deep interest in spirituality and inner life experiences led her to study Raj Yoga Meditation. She has a great concentration of the mind and also increased the power of her intellect through Raja Yoga meditation. So since 1976, she's been based at the headquarters and in Mount Abu, Rajasthan in India, where we are now, where she regularly presents Raja Yoga and spiritual knowledge to groups of thousands of people at its several campuses. Her versatile grasp of the spiritual dimension makes her presentations and seminars for scientists, jurists, educators, media persons, politicians, and the medical profession particularly relevant and contemporary. So let's welcome our dear Shilu Ben. And now I get to introduce Rajni Ben. And Rajni Ben is in Gyan since childhood, more than 48 years. First, she served in Delhi, Pandav Bhavan, and then she went to London, New York, Australia, and then New Zealand. She went there to do service. She's a coordinator and the coordinator of Philippines and Japan. She met Brahma Baba and Mama once in very early age. So let's give her a warm welcome. Now I'll introduce Suman Ben. She's a senior meditation teacher and management trainer, the Brahma Kumaris, national coordinator, education wing, RERF, conference speaker, lecturer and interpreter, program coordinator, Gyan Sarovar, Mount Abu. Sister Suman came in contact with the Brahma Kumaris at the tender age of 5, along with her parents. Since her childhood, she had intense inclination towards spirituality and a deep desire to serve for betterment of the society. She's been trained in self-management leadership, stress management, communication skills, living values, etc. She's delivered many talks in television and radio on various topics at different places. She is one of the main speakers at many national, international conferences held in Mount Abu every year. Suman Ben has traveled extensively in India and abroad, inspiring many souls through sharing her spiritual experiences. She can speak fluently in Hindi, English, and Kannada, and is also an expert on interpreter of them. So let's welcome our Suman Ben. Thank you. So if you'd just like to give a few minutes welcome to the group so we can here start with Shilu Ben, if you'd like to share a few minutes. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. On behalf of Bab Dada, all the Dadis, all the seniors, and all Madhuban Nivasis, and myself, a very, very, very hearty welcome to all of you in this beautiful campus of Gyan Sarovar. So hearty welcome, welcome. You can clap for yourself. The rains welcomed you and brought a lot of cold for you. I hope you are warm enough and you have enough warm clothes to keep you warm. Of course, with Baba's love and Baba's family, that warmth is felt. but still we need warm clothes. And this year it seems it will be colder than the previous years. And you are really very, very courageous to have come to Madhuban at this time, because this time we have made such a program that in every Baba's turn, some double foreigners should be here. Otherwise, all are concentrated either in October or February and March. But then it was decided that if all come in February or March and October, then during the other Baba's turns, there will not be many double foreigners. So the RCs decided that it should be in every turn. And you are those fortunate ones who accepted this offer and have come at this time when it is the end of November and Bab Dada comes on 30th of November. Of course, in Shanti Van, there are thousands and thousands of brothers and sisters. They have all come from South India, Karnataka. And it's quite far, Karnataka. And you also have come from so far. But you are fortunate because you have more days to stay. And they have just 5 days to stay. So you are, of course, more fortunate. The question was given to me, was the importance of coming to Madhuban at this time when all the seniors have gone. Jyanti Ben was here and she is also leaving from Shantivan. She will be here for Baba and then leave because she has many programs. Sudesh Didi is also in London. She's also not here. And we all will be missing Didi Nirmala, who really served till the end. She left her body on 20th of October, November, 20th of October. Last month, and till the end she served. On 1st of October, the Peace of Mind retreat was being held here. She spoke in that retreat. She spoke very well, but actually she wasn't very, her physical body wasn't well, but still she was so brave that she came to the class and welcomed all the Peace of Mind guests. And 2nd October was her physical birthday. She was completing 88 years. In the morning we celebrated in a little bit officially, but then evening was to be a big celebration for her. And that very day, her health, you know, went down, and she was admitted to the hospital. And I went to meet her in the hospital, but I could feel from her eyes, from her face, that how she had reached her karmatit stage. She was so detached and loving, so detached. She just gave powerful drishti to me. That's all. I wanted to ask her something, but then I dared not ask her because her stage was so high, so detached, that I preferred to just take drishti from her. And just, I bid her goodbye. And this thought was coming in my mind, I don't know whether I'll meet her again. And that very day, she was taken to Ahmedabad because her health deteriorated further, and doctors advised that she goes to Ahmedabad. She was taken, but then she never came back. So it's very, very misfortunate that we are missing Didi Nirmala. She joined the advance party and reached her Karmati stage, went to the Dadis, and Moini Ben gave a very beautiful message that how all the advance party Dadis, they welcomed her, and Baba said that she is going to get a very big role. At this time, when she was in Gyan Sarovar, she was playing a very beautiful role indeed of serving Bharatvasis as well as double foreigners. But now she has a different role, but even a higher role. And that's why Baba called her. So we have to watch the drama, because in the drama, every scene is beneficial. So you may be wondering, well, we are in Madhuban at this time, and the seniors are not there, but then we have Rajni Ben, who's with us. She is given this responsibility of looking after double foreigners. And of course, Suman Ben is here. And I'm in Pandav Bhavan, but then I keep meeting the double foreigners too. And the double foreigners love the Gyan Sarovar Nivasis, and Gyan Sarovar Nivasis also love the double foreigners very much. And Dadi Prakashmani, she used to say to the double foreigners that it's only after the double foreigners started coming to Madhuban, this organization became an international organization. Baba is called the world benefactor. Before, it was just the Bharatvasis who would come to Madhuban, but since double foreigners started coming, Baba became the world benefactor, because as we have centers now in 140 countries nearly, Baba's children abroad are also growing in number, and therefore to accommodate all the double foreigners in every season, we have to distribute. But you are really very, very fortunate to have come at this time, although there are not many double foreigners. Probably I heard that there will be just 200 in this group. But still, I know double foreigners don't like large crowds. So your group is small, but I'm sure you will enjoy at this time of the season too. You must have got a single room. So anyway, you all like to be in a single room, in a room all by yourself. So you must have got such an accommodation too, as you are not many in this group. But you will enjoy the solitude. You will also enjoy the classes, because Jayanti Ben, Sudesh Didi, they are very much concerned about the double foreigners, how they should get full sustenance from Madhuban, because you have come at this time and then maybe you'll come next year. You may not. Really, we don't know, because time is flying so fast. I don't know how many came in the last season. How many were here in the last season? 2022. Okay. And who have come, who came before COVID and did not come after that? So it's half and half. So you must have come after nearly 4 years or even more maybe. But you are seeing the changes. But of course, Baba's children are experiencing their stage to be higher and higher. Because Baba wants us to become perfect. So during your stay in Madhuvan, enjoy your solitude. Enjoy the spiritual atmosphere here. Enjoy the meditations. Enjoy the classes. Because most of the classes will be also online. And others also will enjoy the classes of Madhuvan. But whatever is being given to you all, I'm sure you will enjoy it. You will feel the unique experience of this time too. Every time you come to Madhuvan, it's always unique. So this time will be a different experience, but I'm sure you will enjoy it. As Baba says, your every moment in Madhuvan should be so fulfilling that when you go back, your battery is fully charged. Baba says, you have come to the ocean. You have come to the ocean to fill up yourselves. You are clouds, so you fill up yourselves, and then wherever you go, you have to rain and shower the rain of knowledge to all. Because time is really coming to an end. The cycle is nearly over. And who knows what will happen next year. There's a lot of predictions for 2024. At least 2023 has gone peacefully, but we are seeing all around how natural calamities are happening. Earthquakes, floods, cyclones, whatnot. The wars happening. So whatever Baba has been saying in the Murlis is really happening now. So we can see from whatever is happening that time is not long now and we have to attain perfection. So keep this aim of being when you are in Madhuvan, that I have to reach that stage of perfection and become Bab Saman so that we can all go together back to Paramdham with our Father and then come in the new world. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Shilu Ben. And now we'll have Rajni Ben share.
Om Shanti. Shilu Didi has already shared a lot of beautiful things. Just one addition. Many years ago, I was here, it must be 6 years ago. And I was going through some physical, you know, therapy. And I was here in the month of November. Best time of my life. Only 72 double foreigners were here. And, you know, Dadi gave me challenging work, Dadi Janki. You are doing physical therapy, okay, but I want to challenge you. I said, what, Dadi? She said, experiment bodiless stage, videhi stage. How many days you are here? I said, 42 days. Okay, 42 days, you have chance. So I said, okay, Daddy, good. So I planned my this Videhi stage every day in Baba's dome here, 2.5 hours, 5 to 7:30, I sit in yoga. I just told Baba that Janaki gave me this challenge. You give me experience just with Dehi state. Every day I state in yoga 2.5 hours, no dinner, no talking, nothing. So beautiful silence in the evening. And I was staying alone in Dadi's cottage, no one to talk. Beautiful. I tell you, it took me 3 weeks to get this experience. All kinds of past, present, whatever I went through, any kind of karmic accounts in the form of psychological pain, emotional pain, all whatever came in front of my mind. But I stayed in one consciousness, Baba, Videhi stage. After 3 weeks, when I saw, I tell you the vision, beautiful, Baba gave me the soul like a gold, free experience of Videhi stage. That few seconds experience was very powerful. And then Dadi invited me. She saw my face. She said, I know you experienced. Now come in front of 1,000 BKs, double founder, share your experience. Inspire them. 42 days tapasya. So I suggest you also, if you have here whatever time left, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 10 days, don't waste. Fix your plan. Sit in Baba's dome, Baba's room, or Pandav Bhavan Baba's room, wherever you feel. Try to sit 2 and 2.5 hours. Get one aspect to experience. Videhi stage is a really powerful stage which has transformed me. So it was my fortune, 42 days. But whatever time you have now, please, this is my suggestion for you, to experience unlimited love in Madhuban when you are here with Baba, to experience this stage. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, Rajni Ben. So now we'd have a sharing from Suman Ben. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Didis, for those wonderful words. I don't think I have much to say. But the topic of this season is so beautiful, living with limitless love. Baba, the ocean of love is giving that selfless love to all of us. And I think God's love is the best healer, right? Because it has power in it and also it's selfless. And this is the only time that we can fill ourselves with God's love. And when we fill ourselves with God's love, we are able to give out to the world. Because looking at the situations and the incidents that are happening in the world, people are empty. They need that God's love, the selfless love. Who else better than the Brahmins who can give, who can radiate this God's love to others? So the question given to me is sharing this selfless love with the world. So how are we going to share this world? Few things that we need to pay attention to. That can we go beyond our comfort zone? Sometimes, you know, Brahmins, they are in their comfort zone, in their own routine, in their own purushart. Baba always says that, can you not listen to the cries of the people? They are in distress. When we listen to those cries of distress, only then we can provide them, we can radiate that Baba's love to the world and to the souls. And only when we give, I think then we can create that better world. we can bring that golden age on this earth. And it is not only through words that we can give, but it's through the vibrations, constantly giving. And I firmly believe the more we give, the more we get. Right? The more we share, more I can fill myself with that limitless love. And when I fill, then it can overflow. If I am empty, I'm not able to give others. So this time in Madhuban, for all of us, is the time for us to fill ourselves with this Baba's love so that we can go out there and then radiate that Baba's love to others. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Suman Ben. So at this point, we're going to invite everyone from Panda Bhavan to please come up because it's time for Toli and blessings. The bus, we're trying to get for the bus, so we've decided to switch it. So Panda Bhavan, could you please come up first and get your drishti, toli and blessing. Thank you. Oh,